So for a lot of the individuals who are new to reentry, those who have not been away from the justice system for very long and who may still be under community supervision, a lot of those individuals had the jobs that were the first to let go. So you have those that were in the hospitality industry, working in hotels, in restaurants, especially in a lot of the small businesses that were forced to close. Those are the number one employers for people with criminal histories because they're more likely to give individuals a chance. That, with the loss of income, the issue of everything that goes with that. So housing then becomes an issue, food insecurity, and it's heightened to a new level.
And we know, you know, so many more people in the food line, so many more people that may be at risk of eviction. It's just making everything compounded that much more. Are you seeing that it's becoming even more of a challenge?
Oh, definitely. Before the pandemic, it was obvious that this group, this demographic, needed the help. But now you have everyone's into the pot of needing help. So then there is a conversation that occurs that is, okay, so now why are we choosing to help one group or the other? Why would we be more specific about helping people with criminal histories? So trying to have a carve out for individuals, you know, with criminal histories for specific funds and resources becomes a lot more challenging, especially in the, you know, the public safety.
And when we're talking about public safety, you know, justice reform is a huge part of that. And, you know, with the conversation being so out in the open lately, do you see that people are understanding that more?
There is a better understanding from the public. There are others who work in the justice group that we have to work at creating a balance with in terms of how far we go. Personally, for myself, I know the struggle of being on community corrections and electronic monitoring. And at that time, the max was $12 a day. Now the max is $14 a day. And so you're talking about over $5,000 over the course of the year that you can't pay because you don't have a job. It adds that much more stress on top of being able to deal with the daily stressors.
What's making you hopeful, you know, as we all try to work all this out?
With the changes that have occurred, it has allowed us to start thinking outside of the realm. So, like for me, a big piece that I would like to provide is financial, not only financial training, but with a credit recovery that allow individuals to really look at where they stand financially and to grow them so that when they are ready to maybe get the new job or to get the new housing or even to get an expungement, they're prepared because now they know where they stand with their credit, and to know where you are financially can alleviate a lot of the stresses. You know, mental health services is another huge one that I'm looking to get people involved in, and it's really exciting to see that there may be options and opportunities that are opening up because of everything that has happened.
Thank you again so much.
You're very welcome.